Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
People, the train is about to leave the station. All aboard. I'm riding with Jesus. On the hallelujah train.
I'm riding.
Devil can't stop me. No. For I am heaven bound.
I'm heaven bound.
Though the road may be rocky. Oh, many trials.
Our first Caribbean artist for the week, Miss Kay Morris, Hallelujah Train. She is originally from Jamaica, but now she resides in Canada. They call her the Queen of Gospel in Canada. She is a humanitarian, and man, she is doing an amazing job all over the world, in Jamaica and also in Africa. You know, she's helping out the hospital. She reaches out to children that have AIDS, and I mean, she's doing an amazing job, man, you know. So enough respect goes out to Mrs. Kay Morris. She's also a cousin of mine. She's doing an amazing job. And go on Facebook and link her. at her. Also go on iTunes and support her, man, because we all need you guys support. All right, so big shout out to Kay Morris. Keep up the great work. And now to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a dedicated and sincere man of God. He's a gifted and anointed artist, wonderful family man, outstanding businessman and community leader, civic leader, the one and only Smokey Northfold. Pastor, welcome. How are you, sir?
Mike B. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You're very welcome, sir.
Good day, Pastor Smokey Northfold, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Pastor Smokey, I have an aunt, and she's also a big fan of yours. Her name is Mrs. Claudette Lewis. She is from Jamaica, but she lives in Chicago for over 30 years, and she loves your ministry. You know, she once asked me for your contact, you know, to get you over there for an event for her, and one of her concerns was it was a little difficult, you know, getting in contact with you. Can you please give out your contact for people who may want to reach out to you from the Caribbean, the Bahamas, and the USA, please? Thanks.
Absolutely. The easiest way, of course, we're in the digital age, so the easiest way to reach out and to get me booked for anything is to go to SmokeyNorfolk.com, and there is a form online. It's booking. It's under the drop-down menu that says booking. Fill out that form, and my office will call you back within 48 hours. Hey, Claudette, this is Pastor Norfolk. Thank you for the question, and I'm just really grateful that somebody's trying to bring me to the island, man. And Sister Claudette Lewis, I want to thank you for your support.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor Smokey. And I hope you guys who are listening were able to get that very important information.
Pastor, you're an author, too, and that's special, too. Your book, Take the Lid Off, Trust God, Release the Pressure, and Find the Life He Wants for You is a nice book, man. How about that? What's a simple, practical thing you want people who buy your book to take from the book?
Well, Take the Lid Off is my opportunity to share from my own life, my own anecdotes, and just really have people experience what God has allowed me to experience through His grace, through His mercy, through His favor. It's a phenomenal opportunity for me to help people understand that the enemy is so crafty, he's so tricky, he's so good at putting a lid on our lives that we'll be boiling out of control. The pressure will be so surmounting, so massive and so overwhelming that we'll feel like literally imploding or exploding. And so God has given me a strategy to be able to give them principles to know how to snatch the lid off of their lives. And people are going to be amazed to find out that one of the greatest steps that they can take is an outward focus. And, that, you know, it's fourfold: inward, outward, onward, upward. Those are the different directional focuses that I deal with in the book. And I have things that I break down under each one. But it's that outward focus that really we miss the mark on most of the time. We think that the more we have, the better off we are. But it really is it's complete opposite. It's a kingdom principle. You know, I think there's a chapter in the book that says up is, you know, upside down. You know, that the way up is down. And so the way down is to put yourself up. So it's kingdom, and it's opposite of what we're accustomed to thinking and the way that we've been taught to think. So kingdom mindedness requires that others become a major focus of our lives, even over ourselves sometimes. So it's a very, very powerful book, yeah. Very revelatory book, you know, and hopefully very inspiring, because I'm very honest about my own struggles and my own, you know, dealings, so that I can help other people take the lid off.
I got you, man.
Oh, man, that is great, man. Yeah, like a pressure cooker, man, with the lid on, all that pressure in there. And just, but if you take that lid off the pressure cooker, man, it's just another pot, and you know, with some cooling waters. Well, man,
right.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Let go and let God, and keep God first, and love others as you love yourself, man. Man, yeah, what a wonderful book. Congratulations on your book, Take the Lid Off.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pastor Norvala, I saw a post you posted on your Facebook page. Such an awesome post, you know, how you surprise your wife. And I think it was such a great gesture. You know, as a husband and a gospel artist, what marriage advice would you give to other husbands and gospel artists to keep their fire burning?
Well, I think, first of all, that it was, I did do a huge surprise for my wife, but it was our 20th year wedding anniversary. So we praise God for his favor, his grace, his mercy. And I know that that is the catalyst and the reason and the source of our longevity, as well as our strength with one another. The grace of God, the word of God, the teachings of God, they're all true. And it's not just really for my marriage or for an industry marriage. It's for marriage in general. It's for relationships in general. It's for life in general. So following the principles of the word of God and really, really in humility, submitting to them, that's the source. That's the key. And I could go on and on, and I have so much that I could tell you about that. But the honesty is, it's foundationally found in the word of God.
Amen. Amen. That's the husband, wife, and the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Yeah, man.
Well, Pastor, all the very best to you, your wife and children and everyone at the church and your music ministry and your mentoring the young people and giving back to them. And, man, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate all you do for the kingdom, man.
Yeah, Pastor Smokey, thank you so much for joining us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we look to see you very soon in the Bahamas and also in the Caribbean, blessing us with your beautiful music. God bless.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with Landlord and Mike D. You guys, I appreciate. And to the Bahamas and the Caribbean, I so appreciate all the years of support. I love you, and I pray God's favor continue to reign over the entire span of your lives.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. Searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that no longer. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
I Need You Now is the classic song that began the international music ministry for the two-time Grammy Award recipient, Smokey Norfolk. Truly, I can do nothing without you, Lord, and I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Smokey Norfolk wrote that song, I Need You Now, years ago when he was going through some tough, tough times. He's now a pastor of his church with two locations in the Chicago, Illinois area, too. Called to preach with a gift to sing. And we want to thank the dynamic family man, pastor, gospel artist, community leader, and businessman, Smokey Norfolk, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Smokey Norfolk has his brand new record company too, Landlord, called Trey Miles Records. And he aims to give young gifted artists and veteran artists the chance to record on his label and help spread the gospel through music too.
Yeah, Mike, most definitely. We need more pastors and artists like Pastor Smokey Norfolk, who have been in the trenches for many years, that are taking and lifting other upcoming artists and independent artists and putting them on their feet and giving them opportunities to shine, man. You know, enough shout out to Pastor Smokey Norfolk. Right now we're going to another independent artist. We had a chance to link in Atlanta. And man, trust me, this guy is talented, man. He goes by the name of Danny Hudson, you know, and he grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, he's the youngest out of five siblings, often singing in his church choir and practicing in talent shows. He was always around music. And that's why this guy is so bad. He's very talented. He's a producer. Man, trust me, you're going to love his song, man. His album is off the chain and it's called Wash Me All Over. Listen to this single. You guys are going to love this beautiful song.
Wash my hands, Lord, make them new. Wash my heart, bring it closer to you. Wash my mind, Lord, fill it with peace. Wash me all over, wash more than just my feet.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made whiter than snow. Though they be red like crimson, every stain in your life must go. Look at this broken vessel, Lord. You know exactly what I need. Come on and wash me all over. Wash more than just my feet.
Hey. Wash my hands, Lord, make them new.
I surrender and give up, Lord.
Wash my heart.
I need some peace in my life.
Wash my mind, yeah, yeah. Lord, fill it with peace.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Thank you, Jesus. Wash me all over. The process of being more and more like Jesus is a beautiful thing, landlord.
Yeah, that was Danny Hudson from out of Atlanta, Georgia, an independent artist who's doing an awesome job producing awesome music, and that was his single called Wash Me All Over. It's actually an album, his new album, but man, that song is off the chains, man. Awesome, awesome, beautiful, beautiful track. Right now at this time, if you are a gospel artist and you want to be featured on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show, please send us your music at landlordforrent@hotmail.com, all right? Well, you know, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again, man. And this is a part we do not really like, man. But before we close out, Mike, is there something you would like to leave at all our listeners?
Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that. Yeah, keep the love in your heart and your hand open to helping others.
Thank you, Mike. At this time, I want to thank you guys who listen to us every week, man. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But before we close out, we're going to leave you with one more song from Kay Morris from out of Canada, with her new single, They Did Not Bow and Dance. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Said, I see four men walking in the fire. for he's a true and living God.
They did not bow and dance to the king of Babylon.